What in the World Are COVID Vaccines? By Dr. Austin Martin, Kelsey Goddard, Bhargavi Venkataraman, Anana Arna, Ida Marchese, Terence Wu, Cynthia Zhu, Suhail Sadiq Patel, Yash Joshi, Marcy Costello, Armida Yousefi, Dasarathi Mutharasan. Narrated by Rhea Baldeep Rai. Chapter 8, Oxford AstraZeneca Vaccine by Yash Joshi. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, also called the CHAD-OXRN-COV-19 vaccine, AZD-1222, has been under intense scrutiny by various governing bodies around the world. The vaccine was developed at the University of Oxford in partnership with AstraZeneca and is made up of a replication-deficient chimpanzee adenoviral vector, CHAD-OXR, which holds the SARS-CoV-2 structural surface glycoprotein antigen, a spike protein gene, nCoV-19. AstraZeneca is one of the top 10 pharmaceutical companies in the world, and it has been extant since 1999 when the merger between Swedish pharmaceutical company Astra AB and United Kingdom-based Zeneca Group occurred. Production of the vaccine has been dispersed around the world in places such as the United States of America, India, the UK, and various countries in the European Union. It is widely known that the AZD-1222 vaccine is less effective than other leading candidates, such as the vaccines made by Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech. The efficacy may be related to how the vaccine works, as the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine does not rely on mRNA technology like Pfizer BioNTech and Moderna. Rather, it uses an adenovirus vector technology. This specific vaccine does have its benefits as well because of its cheap production due to its adenovirus vector technology, and it can be easily stored in a refrigerator that is regular. There has been significant hesitancy from numerous people regarding the vaccine produced by Oxford AstraZeneca due to the adverse effects such as blood clots, which have been seen in individuals who have been administered the vaccine. The vaccine. This vaccine, developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca, works in a different way than mRNA-based vaccines, as it is an adenoviral vector-based vaccine. Adenoviruses are viruses that cause non-fatal infections in the epithelium of the respiratory, ocular, and gastrointestinal systems in various hosts. These viruses typically only cause mild symptoms in humans, which are why they are usually safe to use. These viruses are known to be great vectors for delivering vaccine antigens or genes specific to a tissue. Adenoviruses can be extracted from numerous mammalian species such as chimpanzees and even humans. One of the major benefits associated with the adenovirus vaccines is that there is a relatively large and characterized genome available for adenoviruses, meaning that they can easily be genetically modified. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine itself is developed from a cold-causing adenovirus, which was taken from the stool of chimpanzees. When this vaccine gets injected into a human, it instructs cells to produce the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein for COVID-19, which is the immune system's main target. Before the adenovirus is injected, it is first modified to ensure that it does not replicate within cells. Overall, the methodology behind the vaccine is based on many successful vaccines that have been developed in the past for other viruses. Testing of the vaccine. As with any vaccine, one of the most integral steps are the clinical trials. Clinical trials for the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine originally began in the UK, with the UK hosting two trials itself, and then further trials were followed in Brazil and South Africa. The first phase study had an efficacy cohort, while phase 2 and 3 studies also included healthcare workers and other essential workers that had a higher chance of contracting the virus. This approach was used to ensure that trials were being conducted in a safe manner and people were not being put
Sample complete. Ready to continue?